Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for your Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
Did you get any rest over Labor Day?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Good.
I worked yesterday, but I got the weekend off.
Hey, so did I.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about just an update on the surge and what's going on around Northern California.
Yes, so here in the county, the surge has plateaued, meaning that the case rate, the rate of new cases, which we measure in terms of 100,000 people, which is a way of easily comparing, say, a small county like ours with, say, a large one like Los Angeles, has plateaued, meaning that it's not getting higher and actually has improved slightly. So I think that that is very encouraging. The number of patients in our three hospitals with COVID has also gone down somewhat. It peaked at 37 out of our 100 beds in the county, but is now down to 27, of which 12 remain in the intensive care unit. We out here on the coast are looking pretty good. We only had, yesterday we only had one patient with COVID, and that patient was discharged. So at the moment, we don't have any out here on the coast with COVID in the hospital. However, we continue to see patients in the emergency department on a regular basis that are coming in with symptoms and testing positive and are not sick enough to require hospitalization. We are starting to offer certain patients who meet criteria the monoclonal antibody infusion. These are patients who test positive and have symptoms. You have to have mild to moderate symptoms and be at risk for progression to more serious illness. And in that group of people, the monoclonal antibody infusion has been shown to cut the risk of hospitalization in half. So that's very good, and we are doing that now. Those patients are sent to us by their primary care providers. And so that is something that we're doing. We've done six patients in the last week or so for that infusion. So I think that our county is looking, we're holding our own. We're looking okay. Maybe it's going to start declining a bit in our county. However, other counties around us, some of them are doing worse. So I'm not sure if that means that we've just been fortunate, or is this that we're actually turning a corner? For example, up in Del Norte County, which is right on the Oregon border, there's one hospital in that county, which is Sutter's Coast Hospital. And I know that they're quite overwhelmed right now. They have, it's a 49-bed hospital, and they have 18 patients in their 49 beds, so that's 37 percent of their hospital. That county, interestingly, has a relatively low vaccination rate, reported at 37%, and has right now one of the higher case rates in the state. Our case rate is 42 per 100,000. That's new cases per day over the past 7 days, while their case rate is 121 per 100,000 per day over the past 7 days. So three times, triple what we're seeing. And they only have one hospital with half the bed capacity that our county has. Mm-hmm. So certainly other counties are certainly experiencing the surge, but we're holding our own at this time.
Doctor, the one thing I wanted to ask was how, with the people who are coming into emergency who are testing positive for COVID, are any of them 12 or under? Is it mostly or all adults?
In the emergency department, they're mostly adults. However, I do know that the pediatric physicians in Mendocino Coast Clinic do occasionally diagnose COVID in younger children. And I don't have those numbers off the top of my head, but I do know that that does come up periodically. Fortunately, children tend to do pretty well, especially under the age of 12. as we talked once before, I believe, it's because of this thing called the ACE receptor, which starts to get expressed on our cells when we go through puberty. And so, and the ACE receptor is used by the virus to gain entry. So children under the age of 12 seem to, for the most part, do pretty well. And that's also the reason why the cutoff right now for vaccination was made at 12.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that the it looks like we've peaked and things are looking up for Mendocino County.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Oh, I should mention just real quickly that this week's Miller report will go into more detail about the monoclonal antibodies and the infusion, the benefits of it, and also maybe give a little more information about how somebody would qualify for getting it and receiving it.
All right, great. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for being with us, as you are every Tuesday here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.